Tom Tait is the mayor of the Gold Coast, and he's had a couple of big decisions to make in the last 24 hours. He's on the line. Tom, good morning to you.
Morning, Ray.
Well, it would be apparent that you don't want people north of the Gold Coast or south of the Gold Coast coming to town, and I applaud that decision, but it also would be apparent that the people in the town aren't observing the rules in relation to your beautiful beaches, so you've taken some stern action.
Yes, we've closed the three major points of our beach, that is the Spit, Surfers Paradise and Coolangatta, and really to send a message to people out there, really, if you're going to jump in the car and drive to the beach, that's non-essential. We've got, you know, for locals anyway, we've got 2,300 parks. Go to the park near you and stretch and exercise there and go home.
Yeah. Were you surprised by, I mean, I know in Sydney that we had the 10,000 people of Bondi, then we had the former Premier down here, Bob Carr, saying, oh, open the beaches, people will be responsible. Were you surprised by the lack of responsibility shown by residents and visitors to your beaches?
Yeah, mate, it is, because I thought the message is getting through. I mean, you only have to look at various news, like Boris Johnson's in critical care, and he would have the best care in the world. And this COVID-19, we've got to explain to people, is contagious and there's no cure at the moment. You've got to rely on your own physicality, and if you're a high risk, mate, it's devastating.
Mm. What sort of impact will it have on the Gold Coast, not just short-term but long-term? I mean, you rely on tourism. You want people to come there. You're normally out there with a prawn net dragging them up from the airport to the Gold Coast. Now you're saying them don't come.
Yeah, I know, Ray. It's a bit like you got to sacrifice your wallet to stay healthy, and we'll cross that bridge after COVID-19's over, and we'll promote, you know, and welcome people. I'm not saying that Brisbane and people northern New South Wales, we don't love you. Just right now, don't come.
Yeah, the other thing that happened when the Queensland government said, look, we want to be careful, people coming to Queensland are here for a good reason, and you had people border hopping, you had people going the rabbit run back through, you know, Coolangatta, Tweed Heads coming that way. Has that stopped to a certain extent of people now observing those restrictions?
Yeah, right. We had to change, you know, the barrier that you fill it up with water. People are coming, undoing it, let the water drain, and then move the barrier and then get through. It's mind-boggling. And even some people driving around the barrier, getting on the footpaths and driving through. So anyway, I've talked with the Queensland Police, and we're changing our barrier into concrete. So, you know, leak that one.
Okay, all right, well done. When you're open for business, let us know and we'll tell everyone to come back up once this stupid virus is gone, and hopefully it'll be sooner rather than later. Thanks for your attention.
Yeah, thank you, Ray. Cheers, bye.
All the best. Tom Tait there, the Mayor of the Gold Coast. So a whole range of issues, very responsible work by the Gold Coast Mayor, closing down beaches because people were not observing the warnings that were put in place by the Queensland Government. So the message has come out loud and clear. I know people normally flood either north out of Brisbane, up to the Sunshine Coast or south of the Gold Coast this weekend. Stay home.